You know, sometimes I really have to love some of the commercials that we see out there. I can remember one, and it was one of the old Super Bowl commercials. I don't know, maybe you remember it. But it's one where all of a sudden you see all of these dogs running, these little short wiener dogs, you know, the type, except for they really are dressed with, they've got hot dog buns on them, and they've got a hot dog strapped to their back, and they're running through this field. And the entire time, I can remember the first time I saw it, it was a Super Bowl ad. I looked at it and I said, what is going on here? This makes absolutely no sense. And of course, you know, you fast forward what seems like an eternity for these dogs to run across the wonderful fields and meadows that they're in. All of a sudden, we see people standing there in Heinz ketchup and Heinz mustard costumes. And they're standing there and it's like, oh, okay, I can kind of see this, you know, hot dogs and mustard and ketchup and all those go together. And it was a wonderful scene and all those type of things. And the only reason I mention it is because, you know, even though Jesus may have not been a marketing executive or someone who writes commercials in today's world, he knew how to reach out to the people he was talking to in much the same way. As a matter of fact, if you really look at some of his teaching, you'll see he wrote the book on how to get people's attention and how to make them think, you know, in order to hopefully get what it was he was talking about. Because in today's gospel, let's face it, this is the same man who had just previously said, you know, you have to honor your mother and your father and honor God, you know, go through and follow all of the teachings that the Lord has taught us. So how all of a sudden can he sit there and say, for those of you who do not love your mother and father and your brothers and sisters, how does all that work together? So that's kind of the first hint, I think, for us that maybe Jesus is trying to get our attention to say that, you know, something is important that's going on here. And some of the scripture scholars also point out to the fact that because of some of the translation difficulties, that word hate might be not the best choice to pick when we're translating from Old Aramaic. It could be maybe better to say, for all of those who do not put aside, or for all of those who do not reconsider their relationship with their families, with their fathers, and with their mothers, you know, they can't be one of my followers. Because really, I think what Jesus is trying to tell us in today's gospel, and, you know, the first reading actually kind of hints at it. You know, all that talk about how it's so difficult to understand what God is doing sometimes, you know, how even though, that you know, be glad that we can't see everything that God can, and the times we have to trust, that even though it might not make a whole lot of sense, he really does love us and he's trying to give nothing but the best for us. But he steps into this example and what we see is him saying that, you know, really the most important relationship and the most important thing in your life is your relationship with God. Is this idea that before any of your other, before any of the other people or any other things that you might put importance in, it's that relationship with God is the most important. Brothers and sisters, I can tell you right now, much to the chagrin at first of most of the people, the young people who come to me for marriage prep, you know, the future husbands and wives, they sit down and one of the questions I ask them is, I said, okay, in your upcoming marriage, hopefully you'll be blessed with children. When those children come, where should your focus be? What's going to be the most important part of your life? It's kind of a loaded question because, of course, you know, what a person who doesn't have children yet would actually look at you and say, oh, yeah, well, they're going to say, well, everything has to be for the children. You know, everything we do, that has to be our focus. And I say, no, not really. And this is one of the things that when I meet couples that have been together for 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 years, what I see time and time again is the fact that what they concentrate on, first of all, is their relationship with God. They see God as the most important person in their life. Then they look to, because, of course, when you get married, basically, you know, husbands and wives, you do realize that your spouse is your ticket into heaven. You know, I mean, really, it's the person that you're going to learn to live with and learn to actually put into practice the things that Christ said. And then, if you're doing those two things correctly, believe it or not, that third part, while not easy, that's the key for anything that Jesus taught. He doesn't teach us how to do easy things. He teaches us how to get through the difficult things. But with God and your spouse, you know, in being the center of what you're doing, that idea of raising children comes a lot easier because you're more focused. You know, you concentrate on what's important. And that's really what Jesus is trying to tell the people he was talking to today. You know, that all that notion about who would build a fortress and not really see if they, or who would build a house and not see if they have all the money for it. You know, they would go through and they'll get halfway through and everybody's going to laugh at them because they didn't think things through. Or what general really looking at the resources and looking at what's important and the things that he needs to be successful is going to overlook something like, you know, I've only got half the number of people that I need to be able to accomplish exactly what it is I need to do. That's what Jesus is trying to get, you know, his speakers then and for us, or the people who are listening to him then, and us to see is, you know, that notion of where do we put our priorities? You know, and I can see for college students, you might be tempted to say, you know what's the most important thing in my life right now is my studies. Well, that is an important one. But I would challenge you to say that what's really more important is your relationship with God. Because if you're following his simple commandments to love him, you know, above everything else, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself, if you can keep those two simple things at the center of who you are, all the rest of the stuff, again, while not easy, will work out. So what I'd like to ask everybody today is, you know, think of those times in your life, or look at your life right now and ask yourself, where is my focus? What is it that I have put front and center in my life? Is it my relationship with Christ? Or what else is it? And then I would ask you to just take a look and honestly say, well, how's that working out for you? Because I know in those times when I tried to do the Father Mike thing, when I tried to concentrate on what I thought was important, things didn't go very well for me. Or perhaps they didn't go as well as they could have. But when I turn around and I get all of my priorities straightened out and I put my relationship with God in the forefront and allow him to do all the difficult work, I'd let him do the leading, and I follow and try to follow his example, life gets to be a lot better. I hope that you've seen that in your lives as well. But just in case, ask yourself, what is getting in the way of that relationship? You know, what is it that's keeping me from devoting myself to God like that, and why am I putting myself through so much hassle? Why am I making life so much more difficult than it really has to be for me? And I think if you can put a finger on that, you can see just exactly what you're putting more, what has a greater focus in your life than your relationship with God. You can see something that needs a little bit of changing. Brothers and sisters, as strong as I can, I suggest put that relationship with God first, and all the rest of the stuff will work itself out.